Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians, broadcasting today from Radio City in New York. Radio City, where colorful ice skaters circle gracefully beneath the biggest Christmas tree you ever saw. New York, where 10 million people try to buy 100 million Christmas presents all at the last minute. And here in the middle of the metropolitan hubbub is your host, as cool as a burnt-out Christmas tree bulb, Fred Waring. How about?
Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming. That was Don Craig, pinch-hitting for Sore Throat Bill Bivens, and this is Fred Waring. Don has described one of the busier aspects of the days before Christmas. I'd like to show you one of its quieter phases. Little home with a big family and all the children have gone to sleep. The boys are dreaming of an electric train with 7 smoky locomotives, 10 switches, 65 cars, a log loader, automatic drawbridge, and the girls are dreaming of the wedding of the painted doll. Let's sing it, shall we? Daisy and the Dandelions open the show. You know, Bill Bivens must feel terribly handicapped not to be able to talk all this stuff. Now, let's see. That last number was for the children and Bill, who dream about painted dolls. But there's also an older girl who's been dreaming about painted dolls, as well as pots and pans, rubber bands, socks, ashtrays, and cash registers. The girl who clerks in the... Clarks. The girl who clerks in the department store, or a dime store, during the Christmas rush. Could be at Wyckoff's. After a few weeks behind the counter facing noisy, bewildered Christmas shoppers, her whole system is keyed up to such pitch that she can't possibly relax when she gets home. In fact, she's probably in such fog, anyway, that she doesn't realize she is home. And when she walks in, she probably gives her poor, unsuspecting husband this kind of an answer.
Hello, dear.
Is this a charge?
Have a tough day today?
I'll have your change in a moment.
Well, can't you even say hello?
Do you want it in a bag or a box?
Well, I just thought you might have a pleasant word for me.
Is it to be delivered?
Gee, that isn't a very big greeting.
Sorry, those are the only sizes we have left. We expect to have more in tomorrow.
Well, how about a little kiss?
Is it for an older man?
No, it's for me.
Sorry, you'll have to wait in line. This gentleman is ahead of you.
Look, that's no way to talk to me. I'm your husband, and I asked you for a kiss.
How many did you wish?
Well, at least one.
Would you care to have me wrap it as a gift?
No, I'll take it the way it is.
Thank you very much. That'll be $5.91, including the sales tax. Do you have a penny?
$5.91 for a kiss? What kind of a wife are you, anyway?
The complaints department is three aisles to your left.
Now, look, that's about enough. I'm going to shake a little sense into you.
Oh, where am I?
You're home after a hard day at the store. I'm sorry, the merchandise is not returnable.
That's only on Monday. Imagine what it'll be by Wednesday night. You know, sometimes I think it'd be easier for everybody if we just gave each other the sun and the moon and the stars for Christmas and maybe the snow and the trees and a few birds. I know somebody will be getting some of those. And it would be a lot cheaper, too, you know. The best things in life are free, after all. The new Holly Hayes arrangement of Ward Silverway and trombone and Gordon Goodman and the Glee Club. things in life will be delivered to your home on Christmas Day. 3 more days before Christmas to shop, and then 12 days after to celebrate. At least that was the custom in many countries, and there's plenty of evidence that they were festive days in the old Christmas carol from England. 12 days of Christmas. Jane Wilson, what happened on the first day? Mentioned, many composers have borrowed the melodies of others as a basis for their own compositions. Strangely enough, 3 of our favorite Christmas songs were created in this way. Over 2 centuries ago, Bach took a simple German hymn tune, provided it with musical embroidery, and gave us Jesus, Joy of Man's Desiring. The Glee Club sings the original hymn, and the 2 pianos of Virginia Morley and Livingston Gerhardt play Bach's embroidery. And just as another composer's hymn provided Bach for the theme, so Bach himself furnished material for no less a composer than Gounod. Taking a simple Bach piano prelude, he trimmed it with flowing music of his own, and there before him was his Ave Maria. This time, Jane Wilson sings the added melody, while Morley and Gerhardt play the original Bach. Jane. Now, in the case of Jay the Bambino, the borrowed melody was already a universally known Christmas carol, the beloved O Come All Ye Faithful. Pietro Jan, for so long the organist at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, added to it the lovely shimmering counterpoint which Stuart Churchill and the Glee Club now sing, Jesu Bambino, Baby Jesus.
Light. The angel fire.
Although it was written only a few short years ago, one of our popular songs has become almost traditional. All of America sings it every December. We'll probably still be singing in the December of 1997. Beautiful White Christmas. Monday evening program tonight and again tomorrow at the same time. So long. Good night.